Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah, at the very top of daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refu Shalema for Chava Miriam Basfreda Malka and Shloima Zalman Ben Leia. Today's daf is being learned Leilui Nishmas Sprintza Rivka Bas Hinda. So the topic of today's daf is going to be the Roidev. So we're all familiar with the concept of the Roidev. Today's daf is going to teach us the Makar to the Roidev and some of the halachos that pertain to the Roidev. So why are we talking about the Roidev here in Perek Ben Sayer Umayr? It's because the Mishnah had said that the Ben Sayru Meir, who's one of the Elohein Aniskalin, gets Misa, but not for what he did, rather for what he's going to do. Ben Sayru Meir, Nidain Hashem Soifai. So the Mishnah did what it sometimes does, and that is digress, and said, by the way, there's another example, there's a precedent for someone else that is Nidain Hashem Soifai, and that's the Baba Machteres. Ha Baba Machteres is also Nidain Hashem Soifai. Now, a Baba Machteres is a Roidev, as we saw already in yesterday's daf. For that reason, we digress from our digression, and we're going to continue to talk a little bit about the laws of the Roidev. Now, the fact that we're discussing the Roidev in Masech to Sanhedrin is not completely out of context, because we're learning the laws of all the people that were Mechuyev Mises Bezdin. The previous parak was called Arba Misois, and a Roidev, as everybody knows, is on some level Chayev Misa. But the bottom line is, the topic of today's daf is the halacha of the Roidev. We say this sometimes, there are certain dafin that require an asterisk. Yesterday's daf was one, today's daf is one, tomorrow's daf, Shoin Eimol, is one. Either way, we're learning Dvarim Ha'imdin Berumay Shal Oilam, Sugya of the Right. It's up to Mishnah. Ve'eluhen shemat silin oisam benafshon. The following are examples of quote-unquote roidevs. We will kill somebody to save somebody else. So what are the examples? Haroidev achaver lahargoy. If somebody's running after somebody else to kill him. So the roidev, the one that's running after, the chaser, we will kill him to save the chasee. V'achar ha-zachar. This is a chiddush. If somebody is roidev achar ha-zachar because he wants to violate him, mishkav zachar, he too has a din of a roidev. We kill him. V'achar ha-naira ha-murasa. Or if somebody is running after a naira ha-me'urasa, there too, we will kill this roidev because of what it is that he's trying to do. So the Mishnah, avala roidev achar behema, but if somebody's running after a behema to violate the behema, v'amechalas ha-shabbos, or if somebody wants to be mechal shabbos, v'oivadav or someone's being in those instances, we will not go and kill this person that's going to do the Avera. So the first thing that we see in this Mishnah is that the scope of the Roidev is a little broader than what we might have thought it was a minute ago. The classic Roidev is when someone's running after someone else to kill him. But the Mishnah says right away that the din Roidev is not exclusive to a Roidev achachaver lahargoy. It's a Roidev achachaver lahargoy 1, vacharas zocher 2, vacharas naira murasa 3. In fact, we're going to see in the Gemara a braisa that the braisa is going to say it's not even only someone that's Roidev acharas zocher or someone that's Roidev acharas naira murasa. But anytime someone's being Roidev after someone with the intent of Gilei Arayis, and the oinish of that type of Gilei Arayis would be either a Chayve Krisis or a Chayve Mises Bezdin, that would be enough for him to be considered a Roidev. So if someone's Roidev Achachaver Lahargoy, or if someone's Roidev Achachaveroy in the Gilei Arayis sense, the halach is the same. The Eluhein Shematzilin Oisav Anafshon. The Mishnah also said that don't think that if someone's Roidev Achabehema, or if someone's Mechal Shabbos, or if someone's Oved Avodah Zarah, that he's considered a Roidev. In those cases, already not. Now, not to give it away, but one of the things that's going to emerge from learning today's daf is that the aside of why it is that if someone's roidev achachaver laharbe, or if someone's roidev achar azachar vachar naira muras, or as we mentioned, even another type of chayve krisus and chayve mises bezin, we treat the person as a roidev, is because hatzad hashava shavahen is all these roidevs are violating somebody else. And really, that's what we're trying to prevent. as opposed to what? As opposed to someone that's looking to do an Avera, and let's kill him so he doesn't do the Avera. No. And that's really the point of the safe of the Mishnah. That if someone's right the facha behema, we don't kill him. Why not? Is it any less chamor for a person to engage in immoral behavior with a behema than it is with a naira murasa? Not necessarily. If someone wants to be Michal Shabbos, or somebody wants to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, Ovid Avodah Zarah is like the worst thing. So for sure we should stop him in his tracks. The teretz is, we're not taking out the roidif to prevent him from doing an Avera. We're taking out the roidif from preventing from violating somebody. Violating somebody by killing that somebody, violating somebody via Gili Arayis, and that's really what's happening in this Mishnah. And really what the Mishnah is saying is something somewhat progressive, that if somebody is ba on somebody in a way where he violates that person, it's tantamount almost to killing the person, or at the very least, in the sugyas of Roidev, we treat him as one and the same. And just like a Roidev Achachaver Lahargoy is Matzil and Roisev and Afshan, if someone's Roidev Achar Azachar, if someone's Roidev Achar Naira Murasa, or other examples that are similar in the Gilei Araya sense, the Aloch is Ve'elu Hinsh Matzil and Roisev and Afshan, we are going to kill that person. Again, it's not to prevent him from doing the Avera, it's to prevent him from violating this person that he is trying to violate right now. Either way, Zokhti Gemar, Tana Rabbanu, we went to the Braise, Minayin L'Roidev Achar Chaver L'Hargoy Shenitin Latzil Ben Afshan. Pretty basic question, right? What is the Makar to the Roidev? Now, you just have to read the words of the Braisa carefully. The Braisa wants to know, what's the Makar to a Roidev Acha Chaveri Lahargoy? Now, obviously, we're also going to have to find the Makar to a Roidev Acha Razachar, Acha Naira Murasa. But for now, the Braisa is addressing the classic Roidev. How do you know that if someone's Roidev Acha Chaveri Lahargoy, that we kill the person? Talmud Lehmet says in the Torah, Loi Samoid Al Dam Reyecha, that if you see your friend dying, something's happening, don't stand by idly. Do something about it. And Kamash Malon, Lay Samar Al Dam Reyecha, not only do something about it, but even if it means killing the person that's trying to kill your friend, do that as well. But the Gemara says, Vahala Achi Udasa, where do you see that? Meaning, you see Lay Samar Al Dam Reyecha, no problem. So if you have an opportunity to save somebody's life, yeah, do it. It's a good thing. Beseder. You see that you can even kill someone else to go save somebody's life? Mechatesi. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Now, if this pasuk was an extra pasuk, right? Let's just think this through. If this was an extra pasuk, so you would say, okay, the basic concept of trying to help somebody I know from somewhere else. Why did the Torah say, Leisamed Adam Reyecha? Even if it means killing somebody. Meaning, your friend is being hunted down. You have an obligation to save him. Leisamed Adam Reyecha would be a chiddush to tell me, even kill the person that's hunting him. Oh, but the Gemara says, it's not an extra pasuk. V'hola hachi udasa, you're going to tell me Leisamed Adam Reyecha is extra to teach me this halacha. I need it for the following price. How do you know that if you see a friend is drowning at sea, or he's being schlepped by a chaya, his life is at risk, or there are listin, there's some drive-by that's happening. How do you know that in all three of these cases, you have an obligation to go ahead and save your friend? Talmud Lehmet says in the Torah, Loisamud al Dam Reyecha. So Loisamud al Dam Reyecha really is the makar to the basic concept you have to save somebody's life. So how could I learn from Loisamud al Dam Reyecha an extra chitsh that even kill someone else to save somebody's life? Again, Bishleim of Loisamud al Dam Reyecha is an extra pasuk I hear, but it's not an extra pasuk. But the Gemara says, you're right. Ein hachi nami. 100% right. Loisamud al Dam Reyecha is not extra. It teaches me the basic concept of Loisamud Adam Reyecha, and as a result, this can't be the makar that you're allowed to kill a roidev. So what is then the makar that you're allowed to kill a roidev? Asiba kalvachomer min naira hamurasa. We learn it kalvachomer from naira hamurasa. Meaning, being that we know, as we'll see in a minute, that if somebody's ba or someone's roidev, acha naira hamurasa, then you're allowed to kill that person, as it was mavur in the Mishnah. Kal v'chomer will then teach me the first of the 13 midos shatayin the drashes b'hem, that so too, and not just so too, certainly it's going to be true for someone that's roidev acha chaver lahargoy. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma naira murasa, ma decha naira murasa shalei ba el lepoikma. Where all this roidev is doing is he's violating this woman. Amru teira nitin latzila b'nafshoy. The Torah says you're allowed to kill the roidev. Roidev acha chaver lahargoy. If someone's roidev acha chaver lahargoy, where it's worse than violating the person, he's actually killing the person. Alachas kama v'kama. Then certainly. So the Gemara says you want to know what the makar is that a roidev acha chaver lahargoy nitin latzila b'nafshoy. It's learned out from a kal v'chomer from naira murasa. So again, this is interesting because when we started the sugya, we said that there's a chiddush in the Mishnah that a roidev achar anayra muros is oichet an roidev. In this shlav of the Gemara, the ikar makar to roidev is actually learned out from a roidev achar anayra muros. And once I know a roidev achar anayra muros is considered a roidev, kal v'chomer, I know that a roidev achar chaver lahargoy is also considered roidev. Now, the Gemara didn't tell us yet what the makar is that if someone's roidev achar anayra muros is considered a roidev. So we have to halsechru a little bit, right? Be patient. But for now, the Gemara is saying that we know. We have an objective source to that. And once I know, Roidev Achanayim Ross is considered a Roidev Kalvachayim, Roidev Achanayim Lahar. But the Gemara says, this whole idea, this concept is then on arrival. Why? Because Fechi Unchim and Adin, you can't learn from a Kalvachayim that you can kill somebody. Because killing somebody is an Einish. And Ein Unchim and Adin. Now, to be clear, this is not your prototypical Einish. Your prototypical einish is when it's being administered by the courts. Here, you're just walking, you happen to be carrying a gun, you see someone being roidif, you pop, right? I hear it. There's an einish element, but it's certainly not your einish bezdin. But it's mevu in this Gemara that too would fall into the category of einshim and adin, safreik the Gemara of vichi, einshim and adin, this can't be the makara. So the Gemara says, you're right, we have to tweak it a little bit. The Bei Rebbe Tano, in the yeshiva of Rebbe, they used to say over the following braisa, hekesho, you want to know what the makara is? It's a hekeshmi. We know that if someone's roidef achanayra murasa, he has a din of a roidef. And once I know it, for someone that's roidef achanayra murasa, it's also going to be true for someone that's roidef achachver lahargoy, not via kalvachomer, because alzen nemar in einshim and adin, but rather via hekesh. What is the hekesh? It says, ki kashe yokum ish al re'eyu uritzachoy nefesh. So this pasuk is talking about somebody that was ma'anes a naira murasa. The Torah says in totality, v'le naira loy sasadover. Right? These are immortal words. Every word in the Torah is. But these really are, because this is the makar ta'inis rachmana patre. Right? It says in the Torah that if somebody's ma'anes a naira murasa, so the ma'anes is chayiv skila, up if v'le naira loy sasadover. Why? Because at the end of the day, she was an oinus. She didn't do anything. Ein l'nayra chet maves. Ki kashe yokum ish areyeyu uritzachay nefesh kein adavar hazeh. Because the way we view this is if somebody would get up and kill somebody else. So the victim, the person that was murdered, is he chayav misa? I mean, he's dead, but is he chayav misa? He didn't do anything wrong. And even though he's an integral part of the equation, without him, you don't have this story. I understand, but he's on the wrong side of the ledger, right? At the end of the day, he was the one that was killed. So too, an isha that's nensa is considered to be 100% absolved from any guilt. And it's for that reason, if someone's ma'anis and naya murasa, v'lenayr le'sasadover, ain't l'nayr ruachet mavis. But the Torah gave like a whole dubna magid mashal here, that you want to know why v'lenayr le'sasadover, ki kashi yokum misha re'eyu uritzochei nefesh keina adover hazeh. Freak the Gemara, v'chi malo madu miroitzeach. What exactly is the point of this mashal? Now, you don't tell a mashal unless there's a nimshal. What toisefes havana do you have reading this pasuk now that you know the mashal of the Torah? As if to say, if the Torah went to say that, I'd be a little uncertain why it is v'lenayra le'sasadavar. Oh, you mean you treat Naira that was Nensa like Shimon who was killed by Reuven? I hear. You know the way you have to look at this. The words, ki kashin yokum ish areyu ritzachay nefesh kena adavar hazeh, was bololam. I mean, it's written in the Torah as if it's going to teach us something as it relates to the Naira Murasa. So it's going to be moisef a little bit of beer, but the reality is, v'nim tzolamin, it's not moisef any beer. You know what it was put here for? Not to be a melamed, but to be a lamed, right? A bechin of mitalmida yoysa mikulon. It's not teaching. I mean, it looks like it's coming to teach, but really it's learning. It's a nimtza lamed. What's the limud? Meaning, what do you know now about the reitzeach? Because of the hekish to naira murasa, makish reitzeach le naira hamurasa. Ma naira murasa nitin latzila benafshoi, af reitzeach nitin latzila benafshoi. This is the makar that a roidef achaver lahargoi nitin latzila benafshoi. I learned it from naira murasa. Now, how do I know naira murasa? That's going to be the next gemara. We don't know that yet. But I know it from naira murasa. What is the vehicle? First, the gemara thought kalvachomer, which is a very reasonable kalvachomer. The problem is it trips up in one of the tenets, one of the core regs of Kal V'chomer, which is Ein Einshim and Adin. So, Gemara, you're right, it's not a Kal V'chomer tekish. By the way, Rashi speaks out, if Ein Einshim and Adin, meaning if you can't kill somebody based on a Kal V'chomer, so why should hekish be different? So Rashi says there's a big difference between a Kal V'chomer and a hekish. And the difference is that a Kal V'chomer you can make up, right? A person can be Derish Kal V'chomer me'atzmai. A hekish, a person can't be Derish
Mipiatzmai. Rashi says a hekish is like a gzereshov and mufna, where you need a messiah in order to be able to darshan it. As a result, it's more full proof. As a result, there's no problems of Ein Oitz Menadin. Now, in terms of really getting into Ein Oitz Menadin, so Grada in the shir from last machsa, we went into it. We've spoken about it already a few times earlier in the Masechta. Recently, the Smag, Chuvas Aminim, the trial in Paris in the year 1240, but the bottom line is, what the Gemara is saying is that even though Ein Oitz Menadin, that's true for Kal V'Chaim, it's not true for Hekesh. You want to know what the Makar is, that if someone's ready to Vachaver Lahargoy, Nitin Latzila Benavsha, it's learned out from Naira Murasa, again, via the Hekesh. So the Gemara, Naira Murasa Gufa Minolan. How do I know Naira Murasa Gufa? Oh, so this is the $1 million question. So we know Roy de Vachaver Lahargoy from Naira Murasa, or Ba'arva Arva Tzorach, right? How Gufa do I know that a Naira Murasa is Nitin Latzila Benavsha? So the Gemara, the Tanit of Rabbi Yishmael. This was already taught in a Braisa in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael's Yeshiva had many, many Braises. Yodua, this was one of them. The Tanit of Rabbi Yishmael, the Ein Moshiach La, Hayesh Moshiach La, B'chol Davash Yachol Hashia. So the pasuk says, Ki Basada Mitzaa, Tzaka, Hanayra Hamoirasa, the Ein Moshiach La. So this pasuk is again in the parish of Naira Murasa, specifically where somebody was Ma'anis and Naira Murasa. And the Torah depicts a little bit the Oinus. It says that the man had found this Naira Murasa in a field. She was screaming, oh, but the Ein Moshiach La, there was no one there to help her. So in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, they had a braisa that said that it sounds like from the pasuk, if there would have been anyone there to help her, he would have been allowed to, and in fact been obligated to help her. Ad kidei kach, even if it would mean killing the boyo, that would have also been fine. And this is the makar that if someone's roidif, ach a naira murasa, it's nitan latzila benafsha, and once I know it by a naira murasa, via the hekish to roitzeach, I know it by a roitzeach as well. So again, the first gemara, minayin l'roidif ach chaver lahargoy, shenitain latzila benafsha. First, the Gemara said, Leisamad Adam Reyecha, but the Gemara scratched that. The Gemara says, you want to know what the Makar is? I know it from someone that's Roidif Acha Naira Murasa, where the Halach is Nitin Latzila Benafshay. I also have a hekish between the parish of Ritzicha and the parish of Naira Murasa. So if it's true for Naira Murasa, it's true for Ritzicha. You can't ask kashas on a hekish. And it's for that reason, I have a Makar. How gufa do I know that if someone's Roidif Acha Naira Murasa, it's Nitin Latzila Benafshay? I know that because it says, Ki basodem mitzah, tzaka Naira Murasa, the Ein Moishiyala. It's mashma hoyesh moishiyala b'chol davar sheyachol hoyshia. B'chol davar means, even if it means you have to kill the right. If something more goof, I mean, I the roi is chaver reshut tevei benar. So this next gemara is a little parenthetical to everything else that's going on in the daf. We're actually going to get back to it based on Hashem and tomorrow's daf. But for now, so the gemara says we mentioned the braisa. How do you know that if you see your friend drowning at sea, oichayu geirat, he's being yanked by a animal, they have to save it. It says in the Torah, this is the makar that you have to save your friend. I know from somewhere else. In the parish of Hashavas Aveda. So it says that if you find your friend's Aveda, you return it. So how do I know that if I see my friend, not his possession, but my friend, his goof, being lost, that I have a chiyuv to save him? Talmud Omer, it says, v'hashei voisoi loy. Rashi says these are extra words, and from the extra words, v'hashei voisoi loy, I know that you don't only have an obligation to save your friend's possessions, but you have an obligation to save your friend as well. So, I know it from v'hashei voisoi loy. So the Gemara says, imei hasam, had I only had v'hashei voisoi loy, I would have thought, that you yourself, if you have the ability to save your friend who's drowning, maybe you know how to swim, you can help him, you're a lifeguard, I don't know, save him. Avo mitrach, but to go and make tirchis, umegar agure, and maybe to hire someone else to go ahead and save him. Emaloi, efshenish, kamash malon, that's the chiddush of leisamad adam riacho. So the ikar aloch of saving your friend is really learned out from two mekoyres. Vashni voisaloi, leisamad adam riacho. Again, be'ezus Hashem, we're going to get back to this tomorrow. Tanu rabbanim. We return to our regular program, which is the alochas of roidif. So again, where are we now as it relates to roidif? We have a makar to a roidif Achar Chaver Lahargoy, and we have a Makar to a Roidef Achar Naira Murasa. But we have some more work to do because the Mishnah said Roidef Achar Azachar, and we spoke out knowing what the Gemara is going to say later that really, if someone that's Roidef Achar, any Chayvi Krisis, any Chayvi Mises Bezdin, so far we have a Halba Maisa, we have some Mekairois, but we need some more. This next Gemara is going to begin addressing all this. Tanu Rabbanan, Echad Ha Roidef Achar Chaver Lahargoy, the Achar Azachar, the Achar Naira Murasa. Here's this braisa. So again, classic example of a braisa that's talking a little bit more than the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah gave three examples of roidev. The braisa gave us the longer version. Yeah, we quoted this braisa already a few times in the daf. But this is the braisa. And when you see it in a braisa and you see that it's wordier in the braisa than it is in the Mishnah, you're like, yeah, klali hashas 101. But the bottom line is, the braisa mentions the three mentioned in the Mishnah, and it adds all the chayvei mises bezdin and all the chayvei krisnos. What about if you see a kohen gadol being roidef achar an almana, which is not a chayvei krisos, it's not a chayvei mises bezdin, right? It's a chayvei lavin or a chayvei lavin ve'esin. Which is a chayvei lavin, a matzilin lois of an option, then you don't have this halacha. Nevda ba'avera, in the event that this woman once did an avera, so she engaged in some sort of avera. By the way, it doesn't matter if it's be'oinis, be'rotzen, be'shoigig, be'mezid, if she once engaged in avera of arayos, a matzilin lois of an option. Meaning the only time we're going to save her, and the only time we're going to kill the roidef, if this is the first time something like this is happening. But if something like this happened already, it doesn't matter how it happened. At that point, meaning if she was violated once, then we're going to be a little bit less sensitive. Another halacha, if there's another way to save her, then don't kill the guy. Meaning, killing the roidef is a last resort option. You have the right to do it. That's a card that you're carrying in your pocket. But at the same time, you know, use it responsibly. You're only going to use it if it's taka in moishila, but yesh moishila, if there's another way to help her, that's what you're supposed to do. Rabbi Huda said a chiddush, afay meres hanichu loy shloy yahargeno. If the woman herself says, you know something, I know this person is trying to violate me, but zolzayin, leave it. So Rabbi Huda says, oh, in that case, if she's like moichel, if she says that it's okay, we're not going to kill the roidefs. Again, this braisa was a little longer than the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to go through it. What is the makar to everything that we just said in the braisa? Oh, makra, it says in the Torah, v'linayra loy sasa davar, ein linayra chet maves. Now, those words of ein linayra chet maves, the Gemara holds as extra, right? V'linayra loy sasa davar, don't do anything to the naira. Ein linayra chet maves, don't do anything to the naira, right? So it's very redundant. Right? It's extreme. In fact, this whole pasuk is redundant. V'lenayra le'sasadavar, the immortal words, then we repeat it, and then we bring a mashal that the Gemara says we don't even need. Areza balalamid v'nim salami. But those words, that's what we're going to focus on now. Ein l'nayra chet maves is all extra. Says the Gemara, you know what it's coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me halachas about roidef. Now you're going to say roidef? What shaykh is roidef? No, because we know the next pasuk in the Torah, ki basadim and tzatzaka anayra amirasav emo yishi Allah, teaches me the ikudin of roidef. Roidef, if you're roid of achanayim rasna and via the hekish roid of achaver lahargay, so we know what's going on in these psukim. In addition to the ikar parish of nayim rasna, is also the sugi of roid. So those words of ein l'nayra chet maves are extra words, and it's coming to teach me dinim in ein moishila, which is the makar to the halacha of roidiv. Okay, what does it teach me? So number one, nar ze zachar. Now, it doesn't say in the Torah Nair, it says Naira. But if you look inside your Chumash, the word Naira is written Chaser. It's written without a hey at the end, as if it would be Nair. As if to say the Yeshem Lemesiris is Nair. Now, a Nair is a male. Says Zachar. Oh, so you see from it that if someone's Reidav Achra as Zachar, there's a concept of Reidav. Naira, meaning as much as it's written Chaser, that's the Yeshem Lemesiris, but it's pronounced Male. That's the Yeshem Lemikra. So Naira Male, Zu Naira Hamurasa. Chet. Ein l'nayra chet maves, eilu chayvei krisus. That's coming to be marba ul chayvei krisus. Maves, eilu chayvei mises bezis. Look, the Gemara kol hani lomadi. Why do I need all of the aforementions? The Gemara says like this. Srichi, I did. Because Nikas Rechman and Nar had it only said that if someone's roidev achra zachar, he has a din of a roidev, I would have thought mishum t'lav urche. Because it's not urche, it's not a normal, usual thing for somebody to violate a zachar. Right? The whole maisabia is a not urche diga maisabia. Aval nayra de urcha. But as it relates to someone that's bal nayra murasa, being that at the end of the day, it's a bia between a zachar and a keva. So the etzem bia, now it's being done against her will. But the etzem bia is an urcha de gabia. Em aloy, I would have thought maybe you don't have this halacha. Because Rachman and Naira had only had Naira mishum de kapagamla. I would have thought that maybe it's a problem because he's being poigamer. And Naira muras is a besula, right? So now because it is bia, so she's going to lose her besulim. So there's a physical pkan. avonar, but as it relates to a zachar, the leika pagamla, where there's no physical pgam, emaloi. So I can't learn zachar from naya marasa, I can't learn naya marasa from zachar. And because rachmanahani, had I known the zachar and the naya marasa, I would have said, mishum dahaylav urchehu vaka pagamla. I would have thought maybe it's only true in those two cases. By the Zacher, because it's not Urche, and by the Naya Murasa, because it's Pogam. Aval Shara Arayas, but all other Arayas, where you don't have any of the aforementioned Svaris, the Urchayu, where it is the Urche, meaning it's a Zacher and a Nekeva, for like Nafish Pigmayo, right? There's always a Pgam, but it's not Nafish Pigmayo, because maybe she's not a Basula, a Maloy, I would have thought not. Kasav Rachmana, it's for that reason the Torah wrote Chet. Chet is Marbo, other Arayas is all. Now, because Rachmana Chet had only said the word Chet, I would have thought even Chavilavin. Kasav Rachmana. Mavis. Oh, Mavis means it has to be a Chet Mavis. So let's just say Mavis. No, because Rachmana Mavis, I always say Mavis. I mean, I would have thought Chavi Mises Bezdin in Chavi Krisis Loi. I would have thought maybe Mavis means Chavi Mises Bezdin, which is more common than Chavi Krisis. Because Rachmana Chet, that's why the Torah wrote the word Chet, says the Gemara. Again, Nar, the Ksiv, teaches me Zachar. Naira, the Kri, teaches me Naira Murasa. Chet teaches me Chavi Krisis. Mavis teaches me Chavi Mises Bezdin. And really, it's from those four, or more accurately, Chet Moves teaches me Chayvi Krisos, Chayvi Mises Bezden, and not Chayvi Lam. But the Gemara asks a very obvious question, and that is, V'lichtei Brachmana Chet Moves, V'loi Boi Nar V'Naira, right? This question is like a little bit of a turning point in the Cheshbon of the Sugya. At the end of the day, it says Chet Moves. And Chet Moves is Marba, Chayvi Krisos, and Chayvi Mises Bezden. Not Chayvi Lavin, said. But it's Marba, Chayvi Krisos, and Chayvi Mises Bezden. So why do I need a special Nar, Naira, Roy de Facher Azacha, Roy de Facher Naira Murasa? They're included in Chayvi Krisos and Chayvi Mises Bezden, right? So why then do I need Nar and Naira once I have a Riboy of Chayvi Krisos, Chayvi Mises Bezden? Just to be a little bit more clear. When we learned the Mishnah, it sounded like Haroi Devachaver Lahargay 1, Haroi Devachar Azachar 2, Haroi Devachar Naim Rasa 3. No one said anything about other Chayvi Krisos, other Chayvi Mises Bezden. So you're good. If it's true for Azachar Naim Rasa, so we need a Makar. I have a Makar. Nar, Naira, Krik. Beseder, I have the Zohar and I have the Naira Marasa. But now that you're telling me that it's true really for all Chayvi Krisis and all Chayvi Mises Bez, and that was Mefurish not in the Mishnah, was Mefurish in the Braisa, and you're telling me I have a Makar, it says Chet Mavis. Well, once I know it's true for all Chayvi Krisis, all Chayvi Mises Bez, and the Zohar and the Naira Marasa, Bechlava Sayimona, they're included in all Chayvi Krisis and all Chayvi Mises Bez. So the Gemara says, Ein Hachinami. Sometimes you ask Akasha in the Gemara, you're 100% right. The Elo Zok the Gemara, Nar, Naira. Lomali, right? So what then do I do with Nar Naira? So the Gemara is going to have a few suggestions. Chad lamaute oved avodas kechavim, v'chad lamaute behema v'shabbos. One is coming to be ma'ayit avodas kechavim, and the other one's coming to be ma'ayit if someone is right, if acha behema, or if somebody's being mechal shabbos. So two things that Rashi speaks up. Number one, what would be the havamina that if somebody's right, if acha avodas kechavim, someone like wants to be oved avodas zar, maybe should be able to kill him, right? Up until now, we have makaris what we have makaris for. So mehechatesi oved avodas kechavim. So Rashi says the havamina would have been a kal v'chomer kidilakama. So we'll hold that thought. Number two, the other one of these extra words is lemu'ute behema, and it's lemu'ute shabbos. Now the hava mina lemu'ute behema here. Why? Because if someone's it's also like a gilui rayas digger inyan. Rashi, mishum de domi la rayas. So being that it's domi la rayas, I could have thought that it should be included. Kamash malon, it's not a rayas. Which, by the way, this is a stam, a big yisoid. That if someone is bon behema, even though mishka behema, you know, gets lumped together with all the other types of arayas, but we know it's not a maisa gili arayas, it's an avera, which is me inyan le inyan, but oisa inyan. But at the same time, it's not mamash gili arayas, but it's domi la rayas. Being that it's domi la rayas, I would have thought maybe there's a din right of there too. What about Shabbos? How about Shabbos? Like, what's that all about? So Rashi says that really the fact that the Gemara mentioned Shabbos is Bederech Agav. And the whole Havamina, that a Roidef or a Mechal Shabbos should be considered a Roidef, it should be Nitin Latzila Benafshay, would be if an Oved Avodah Zarah is Nitin Latzila Benafshay. And once I know from the first Rasha, Nar, Lemute Avodah Kechavim, so really there is no Havamina anymore Shabbos. Meaning, if you hold that someone that's Oved Avodah Zarah is considered a Roidef, as we'll see in a minute, there are Tanom that held that way, so then there'd be a Havamina that if someone's Mechal Shabbos also, because Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are similar. But once women might avoid the Zohar, there's no Havamina for Chil Shabbos, it's only mentioned Bederech Agav. But either way, you're right. I don't need Nar Naira to be Marba Zacha, to be Marba Naira Murasa. I need it actually to be Mamait. Right? It's 180 degrees. The Torah mentioned these words to be Marba. not to include. It was mentioned to be mamay to exclude. What are you excluding? Chad lamute oved avodah zara v'chad lamute behema v'shabbos. But really, it's lamute behema. Rashi says Shabbos is just mentioned b'derech agav. So the Gemara, the Shimon ben Yechai, according to the Tanur Rashi, the Amar holds oved avodah zara v'chad lamute behema v'shabbos. That if someone's oved avodah zara, you're allowed to kill him lamali. So if that's the case, why do I have these two miyutim? Meaning, if you hold that an oved avodah zara is included, so you can't tell me one of them is coming to be mamay oved avodah zara. So the Gemara. Oh, here Shabbos is mentioned. Bedaf. One is lamute behema because it's dami la'rayas, and the other one is lamute Shabbos. And here the Gemara speaks it out. So I would have thought tasty Shabbos mechil me'avitz chavim. I would have thought that just like Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds that if someone's being oivid avodah zara, he's nitin la'batzila b'nafshoy. So based on exer shavah chil, the same should be true as it relates to Shabbos. Right? Shabbos and avodah zara are fundamentally the same. What's the Isra avodah zara? You have to believe in God, right? That's what it's all about. It's all about Bereishis bara lekim eis hashamayim eis haaretz. That is what underpins the Isra avodah zara and the Chaymer avodah zara. That's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is zeichel amayis bereishis. So really, at its core, it's one and the same. So I would have thought, oh, if someone's being oved avodah zara, is nitin latzil b'nafshoy. So if someone's being mechal Shabbos as well, kamash malan. Zok demar, ulu Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon. That's Rav Shimon by Choy's son, who was moisif on his father Rashbi. The Amar mechal es Shabbos is also nitin latzil b'nafshoy. And you know why? Because it's not just the Hava Amino. Because the Asya Shabbos, so what are the two things that you're going to be ma'ayit? So chad miyut lamute behema. That's good, right? Everybody holds you ma'ayit behema. V'ilach, I did the kosev rachmana nar kosev nami naira. And the havana in this is that there doesn't have to be two miyutim. There could technically only be one miyut. Because the point is that the Torah wrote the word nar to be mema'et behema, and the fact that we read it naira is just because at the end of the day, this is the right way to read it. So there aren't two miyutim, there's only one miyut. I mean, if you want there to be two miyutim, you can make two miyutim, but there don't have to be two miyutim. And enochanami, in the world of Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, all there's going to be is one miyut. So just to come up for breath for 1 second, because something fundamental just shifted. If you noticed, and that is that we said as a hakdama to the daf, and really it seemed to be pretty mavur, it's going to be more mavur now in the last leg of the daf, that the whole idea of the Elohein Shematzil and Vaisa Benafshon is not related to stop a person from doing an Avera. That's not the Inyan. The Inyan is stop a person from violating somebody else. And that's why it's a Roid of Achar Haver Laharge, where you're taking somebody's life, or Achar HaZachar, where you're violating him in a very, very over-the-top way, right? Like the Gemara said, it's Slav Urche. Someone is right, the Fachar Naira Murasa, where there's a huge, huge pgam, the Kapogamle. And by the way, the Braisa was moist, and really all Chayvi Krisis and all Chayvi Mises Bezdin, there's a pgam. That's what's going on over here. It has nothing to do with the Aveir. Stating that, we just saw two shittas of the Tanakh. It's Rav Shimon by Yechayu, Pnoi Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, where they expanded the concept, not just the laws, the concept of Roidev. And that is that if you see someone going to be Oved Avodah Zara, who are you violating? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Pgam. Who are you violating when you're going to be Mechal Shabbos? Afilu then there's a concept of Roidev, which might be a game changer, a paradigm shift in terms of how you're supposed to view Roidev. As if to say, Roidev, which we're taking for granted, is all about the Pgam. That's all true in the Shita Sachachomim. But there is another idea. There is the Shita of Rashbi. There is the Shita of Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, according to whom maybe the Indian of Roidev is related very much to the Avera that the person's about to do, and we're trying to stop from doing an Avera. By the way, there's a precedent for such an idea where someone's about to do an Avera and we at all costs try to stop him from doing it, right? That's the Gemara. If somebody says, Sukkah she'eni oisa, lulav she'eni noitel, makin oisa, yachetetze nafshay, right? Reb Kiv Eger, all the raid, we've spoken at Shurim from Shulam David Alevi in terms of is it true for Essen and Lavin. So there is a precedent for such an idea, but here we have it in the sugya of Roidev, where Ashpira, Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon hold that it's not only true in the event where someone's trying to violate someone, someone's trying to be poigim somebody, but it's true even if someone's trying to do an aver, albeit the most chomer of all averes, such as avodah zara and chilul Shabbos. So going back to the brisa that we had on the bottom of the Yomid, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Afo imeres enichloi shalei argen." What would be if someone's being Roidev achar naim rasa, and then the naim rasa says, "Just leave him, let him do what he's doing, right? Just don't kill him." Says Rabbi Yehuda, you don't kill. Now, it sounds like the Chachamim argue. Chachamim hold you would kill him, right? What was the Braisa? The Chachamim mentioned the list of times where you're not going to kill the roidiv. Rabbi Yehuda was meisa. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda was meisa. So michlau Rabbi Yehuda atashemei hachachamim. So it sounds like the chamim hold not. In other words, there's a machloikis. What would be if the woman, the naira, says, "Don't kill the roidiv"? Would we listen to her or not? According to the chachamim, it sounds like we would kill him anyways. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we wouldn't. And the question is, b'maiko miflagi, what exactly is the svaras hamachloikis? Zok tigmar amar Rava. Rava said, b'makpedes al pigma umanichtesh lo yargen. The case is talking about where when she said leave him, it's not because she wants to do this, avera. It's very much a situation where she's makpedes al pigma. She understands she's about to be violated, and she's going to have tremendous kpeda, and it's going to be a very hard... She's not being moichel nothing. She's makpedes al kpeda. Narvas umanichtoi. She's saying leave in shlo yargeta, because she's afraid that if a fight starts, he might end up killing her. So she's very worried about her pgam, but she's even more worried about her life, and she just doesn't like how things are starting to unfold. She says, just let him do the avera. So like this, he won't kill me. That's the Metzias. Okay, so meaning, or Kimta first. Now let's see what the Machloikis is. Rabban and Savri, right? Sometimes before the Gemara explains the Machloikis, it makes an Oikimta. This is an Oikimta. Makpedas al pigma umanichta shlo yargena doesn't have to be the case. It's an Oikimta. So first the Oikimta. It's the, that we have an Oikimta. No, so now let's figure out what the Machloikis might be. The Rabbanon hold a pigma kapid rachman. That the reason we kill the Roidev is because of the pgam that he's going to make. No, v'harerit makpedas al pigma. So even though she said, leave him, it's not because she's makpid on the pgam. So there's the, you have the same pgam in this situation as you would always have. Also, if that's the case, you do what you would always do. He's a Roidev achanai marasi, you're going to kill the Roidev. Rabbi Huda holds, the reason we always go and kill the roid of Achanai Ramurasa, it's because of what he's doing to her, but it's a different punchline. It's mishum the masra nafsha l'ktala. It's because we're concerned that she may end up putting up a fight, she may end up getting killed, so that the roid of Achanai Ramurasa is really a roid of Achachaver Laharga. Well, if that's the reason that we always kill the roid of Achanai Ramurasa, because we're afraid that this guy is really out for blood. Now, what do you mean? It's not really what he wants. But yeah, she's going to put up a fight, the Masra Nafsha Liktala, because she's would rather be killed than have to endure this. In this case, where she says, Hanichu shalo yargeno, halei masra nafsha liktala, she's saying that, no, that's not something I'm going to do. If I can, let it happen because I don't want to die. So in this situation, the roid of Achanai Maras is actually not a roid of Achaver Laharga. If it's not a roid of Achaver Laharga, in this case, he wouldn't be able to kill. So the machalik of Yudin the Chachamim is, what is the nekuda? What's the punchline in terms of why roid of Achanai Ramurasa is nitin latzila ben afshay? Is it the pgam of the maisa gili arayis? Or is it because we're afraid that this may end up leading to Ritzicha? Zok to Gemara. Amalei Rapapa Labai. Rapapa has to buy a question. Amalei Lekoin Gadol Namni Kapagam La. According to the Chacham, right? Let's put Rabbi Yehuda aside. The Ikra Shita is the Shita Chacham. That a roid of Achara Erva is all about pgam. So Rapapa asked Abaya, a model can go, there's a pgam. Right? We said that Chet Moves, Chavi Chris, Chavi Mrs. Vez, that's a put Chavi Lavin. Why Chavi Lavin not? If the whole idea is about pgam, so why do we care if it's a Chavi Misois, Chavi Chris, right? Good Kasha. Roid of Achara Erva is all about preventing pgam. So it's about preventing gam. So why shouldn't Chavi Lavin also have the element of gam? Amalese told him, a pigma Rav, a cup of Rachman, a pigma Zutalai, a cup of Rachman. There's levels of pgam. Where it's a Chavi Chris, Chavi Mrs. Vez, then by definition the pgam is greater. We're all it is the Chavi Lav, and Chavi Lav in essence, by definition, the Pgam is going to be a little bit less. So we're going to make a Haskalah on the next Gemara. Chet Elu Chayve Krisis. Freg the Gemara Viraminu. And this Kasha that the Gemara is going to ask, it sounds like a Ktsoisis Kasha, right? It's a Gemara's Kasha, but it's like an Achroimish Kasha. That is, so we just said that if somebody is Roidith Achar, Chayve Krisis, or Chayve Mises Bezdin, Gilei Arayis, the halach is nitin latzila benafsh. Freit the Gemara. I'll ask you a kasha, viriminu, a stira, the elu nairois, sheesh lahem knas. So this mishnah, the elu nairois, sheesh lahem knas, yes, is of perik, the elu nairois fate. And the mishnah over there discusses that if someone's ma'anis, or if somebody is mefata, certain nairois, the halach is he's chayef knas. That's true, even if the woman that he was ma'anis, or was mefata, is a chayef krisos. As opposed to what? That's the second Mishnah in Perek Elu Nairis. If someone is ma'anes or mafata or chayve mises bezdin, then there's no knas. What's the difference? Again, if someone's ma'anes or naira psul, etc., there's a chayv knas. Chamishim kesef, right? It's a parish in the Torah of ma'anes, is a parish in the Torah of mafata. What about if this person that the ma'anes or mafata violated was someone that he's aser to? So the Mishnah says like this: Chayve krisos, you'll be chayv knas anyways. Meaning, even though you chayv kares what you did, you're still going to be chayv knas. Chayve misses bezdin, you'll be potter for knas. What's the difference? Backwards. Chayve misses bezdin, there's an einish of misses bezdin. Being that the person's chayv misses bezdin for what he did, come lay but the rabbi is going to be potter from the knas. Chayve krisos, masins and the loikrab nechuni ben akon, right? Chayve krisos, there's no come lay but the rabbi minay. And being that there's no come lay but the rabbi minay, so for that reason, there's not going to be a problem. Freak the Gemara. So you're telling me the elu nairish yeshlam knas is chayve krisos, habal achoysoy vechulus. What's the kasha? Gemara doesn't say, but we have to know this by ourselves. What's the kasha? Rashi speaks it out by Richos. If you're going to tell me that any time a person is roidev achar chayve krisos, that loch is neating latzila ben avshoy. So kumtais is chayve misas bezdin. What's the chayve misas bezdin? It's like the baba machteris of yesterday's daf. Comes out he's chayve misas bezdin for what he's doing. He's a roidev. If he's chayve misas bezdin, I could be mechayim of a knas for what he's doing. Meaning we always thought that chayve misas bezdin is come lebe der rabbi minei. Why? Because he's chayve misas bezdin. Chayve krisos, there's no come lebe der rabbi minei. Because what is he chayve? Oh, karas? There's no come with the rabbi minay when it comes to cars. Again, masis and loikram nechudi ben akana. Shal yoyses yom kippurim l'shabbos tashlumin. Right. But the point is beseder. There's no come with the rabbi minay. But if you're going to tell me every time a person's roidev achayv krisos, he's chayev misas what? The misa of a roidev. He's an emloy damim like the parish of the baba machteres. No, so then it's mamish the mishnah. Now in beizam and aleph. Baba machteres. What was the halacha? If he was shiver as achavis, emloy damim pater. Why? Because there's a come with the rabbi minay. So every time a person is ba on a chayve krisos, we should say he's a roidev acha chayve krisos. He's ain't loy dama like the baba machteres. If that's the case, he's chayve misa. If he's chayve misa, he should be potmer at hashlumim. How could the Mishnah say ve'elu nari sheishlam knas abal achoisay? This kash is fire, right? Again, feels like a Shara Melech's kasha, but it's a Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, "Amru Rabbanan Kamei Rav Chizda." So the Rabbanan, in the presence of Rav Chizda, said, "And by the way, we're going to see the Gemara is going to say teretz after teretz. It's a Gishmak kasha, but it has a lot of terutzim. And this is the first teretz. Meshas Harad the Pogma if the Lemektala Mamoyda Lemeshalim Ad Gemar Bia. When is it that the person is considered a roidev? It's only for the Hara. Hara is the Tchilas Bia. Once that Hara happens, at that point, he's not a roidev anymore. And just to be clear, even if he wants to be goymer the bia, he's still not going to be considered a roidev. And that's based on a gemara that we saw in the Brais on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Nevda ba'avera, at that point, once she was already nifgama, so she had a pigam already. At that point, the second bia is not a problem because that's not a pigma rabba, and as a result, you don't have a din of a roidev. So the Gemara says like this: when is it that he's a bar katala? When is it that he's an emloy damin? When is it that he's a baba machteres? When is it that in theory he's chayim misas bezdin? Hence, you can invoke the rule of kam lebe derabba minei. That's only for the shas hara because that's when the pigam happens. Aber lemaisa memoyda lemishali mat marbia. But the chiyav mamin, that doesn't happen yet at that point. The chiyav mamin needs more than just hara. It needs already a gmar bia. What does it mean it needs a gmar bia? What it requires, Rashi says, is for the besulim already to be lost. Until she loses her besulim, there's no chiyav knas. So kumtois, the chiyav misa and the chiyav mamin are not ba'an kech. Because the chiyav misa is for the shas hara. The chiyav mamin is for the hasharas absulim. What the Gemara refers to as the Gemara Bia. So being that the two things are not happening simultaneously, so it doesn't pass a kam lebe derabbi minei. Meaning, he's chayiv knas for the Gemara Bia. And at the time of the Gemara Bia, already there's no chayiv misa, because at that point she was already nifgama. At that point, doesn't have a din of a roidev anymore. The Gemara says, honey, this is all good. The mandama that holds harazu neshika. That haraz neshika, meaning neshikas eva ba'isamakim. That is the definition of hara. Elo the mandama harazu ach nasa star. But according to the mandama that holds, that hara is hachnasa satara my ikalameimar. And the way Rashi explains, this is really based on sugyas and abal yavimtoi, but the way Rashi explains is that if you hold hara is hachnasa satara, the hachnasa satara is already meshur the psulim. So if the hachnasa satara is already meshur the psulim, so it comes out the same time that he's violating her, that first time is the time that the chiv kenas is coming about. Kum techais, it's a regular kum lebe derabim ne. I mean, if you hold hara is neshika, so it comes out that the hara happens first, that's the chiv misa, because once his hara is ready, chiv misa, and the hashara is psulim, the chiv kenas doesn't happen until later. But if you hold hara zuach nasa torah, then it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Alam Rav Chizda. So this is what the Rabbanan told Rav Chizda. Rabbanan told Rav Chizda, yeah, so the answer is hara, that whole sugya. But Rav Chizda had a problem with it, because he said it only works according to one shita in hara. So Elam Rav Chizda, he said a second teretz. You want to know where it's negeya? It's negeya where this person was baaleh shalai kedarka, v'chazar u baaleh kedarka. Then he was baaleh kedarka. Being that he was already baaleh one time shalai kedarka, so at that point, she was already nifkama, right? It was already nevda ba'aveira. So now the second bia is already not going to be a bia of roidev, but at the same time, being that the first bia was shalai kedarka, she still has her psulim, so she fits into the sugya of the oines, and therefore he's going to be chayiv knas for the bia shnei. Rabba said a third teretz. Maybe the Mishnah of Eilunai Sheishlam Knas is talking about where she's saying it's fine. Meaning, don't kill him. For Rabbi Yehudi, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that in that case we listen to her. Also, if we listen to her, so it comes out, it's not Chayiv Misa, That's why he's going to be Chayiv Knas. Rabba said another teretz. B'mefuta. Maybe the Mishnah only means in the case of Mefuta. And Chanami, we don't mean Ma'anes. We mean only Mefuta, but the Vriya Koel. And this is a very important Gemara. And really, it jives so much with what we've been saying the entire daf, the whole theme of the daf, but this like really brings it out very strongly. And that is the only time someone that's roidif, achar, gilei arayis, talochas nitin latzila benafshoy, is if this person is trying to be ma'anis the fry, but if he's being mafater or not. Because again, we don't care about the chet of arayis, that's not what's going on over here. Maybe in the world of Rashbi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, but in the Shitas HaChachamim, that's not what the sugi of roidif is all about. It's the fact that he's violating her. Well, if she was mafuta, so he's not violating her. So in that case, there's no nitin latzila benafshoy. That's where it's going to be, the Chiyuv Knas. Abaya Amar, Abaya is the last teretz. He said, B'yochel lehatzel be'echel me'evarev. You want to know where it's going to be negeya, elu nari she'eshlam knas? What would be if this person is a roidev, enochinami? But there's another way to stop him. The case would be by just being matzel him through one of his evarim. Right? You shoot him in his leg. You don't have to shoot him in his heart. You don't have to shoot him in his head. There's another way to do it. And if it's yochel atzil bechem evarav, the halach is what? You're not allowed to kill the person. Rabbi Yonis and Menchali. Now, not everybody holds that, but this is Rabbi Yonis and Menchal's famous halacha in the world of roidev. The Tanya will enter the Braisa. Rabbi Yonis and Menchal, oimer roidev, shay roidev achaveh lahargoy. Yochel atzil bechem evarav, lay hitzel nerag olav. The halach is that if you were able to be matzel him in another way and you didn't, you're ready a nerag olav. There's a lot to talk about on that, but for now, the ikur sheet of Rabbi Yonis and Shaul is roidev shayu roidev chaver lehargoy v'yochel atzil bechem evarav. You're not allowed to go ahead and just kill the person. Hacha b'mayaskinon the elu nairish yeshlem knas would be in such a situation. So again, the kasha was elu nairish yeshlem knas habalachoisay all the chavi krisos. Why? Because there's no kam lebe derabimine. What do you mean? There should be a kam lebe derabimine, not mitzad what oynish bezdin's gonna give, but based on our Mishnah, our Sugya, he has a din of a roidev. And if he has a din of a roidev, based on that, he should be chayv mises bezin. And the Gemara gave, if you count it up, 5 terutzim. Either you could say, because the chayv misa, or when he's considered a roidev, and for what part of the bia he's going to be chayv knas, are not the same. One is the hara, the other one is the gmar bia. Alternatively, you could say it's talking about where this was a bia shniya. And if it's a bia shniya, he's not considered a roidev because she was nevda ba'aveira. What do you mean? If it's a bia shniya, then why are we discussing knas? Knas is only when she's a psul, because the bia rishayna was a bia shalai kedarka. Or you could say it's negeya where she's being nespata. She's a mafuta. Mafuta has knas, but he's not considered a roidev. He's only a roidev if he wants to be ma'anasar, not if he wants to be mafater. The fourth teretz is Abaya. He said it could be it's talking about where it was Yochel Lahatzil. No, actually, there is another one. Rava said it's talking about where it was Manichta Shalay Yargeno, where she said, don't kill him. I'll leave it to Rabbi Huda, who says that if she says, don't kill him, we talk, don't kill him. Abaya said, Be Yochel Lahatzil Echem Evarav. For Rabbi Yonis and Menchali, anytime it's Yochel Lahatzil Echem Evarav, over there, the halacha is that you're not allowed to kill the person. Either way, we just concluded a really, really heavy daf, very important daf that went through the basic halachas of roidev. As you see, it's going to continue. Could have just gone right there, by the way. But it's going to continue into tomorrow's daf, and then it's going to pivot into the sugyas of Kiddush Hashem. Yehoreg al Yavar, Yavar al Yehoreg. You have the famous Gemara, Nayin Dalad Amid Beis, Esther Befer Hesya Hoysa. There's a lot happening, certainly in the world of raid, in the next daf and change. But just to speak out, one ha'ara. And we're going to call it a raid bite, but really it's a foundational raid bite, just to have a little bit of a tayamel of the Torah of the Grace Rosh Hashivas as it relates to this sugya. So even on a daf yoimi level, just to start by presenting a question, and that is as follows. So in short, the topic of Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel is the roidev. What emerges from the sugya of roidev is that even though your classic roidev is a roidev achachaver lahargai, But the laws of roidev do not apply exclusively to someone that's looking to kill. A roidev achar azachar, a roidev achar hanayra murasa. In fact, we saw in the braisa, a roidev achar any type of isha with toyeles gili arayas, where there's a chayve krisos or a chayve mises bezde, all of those situations would be considered roidev. In fact, Rav Shimon bar Yochai said even an oved avodah zara is considered somewhat of a roidev. It's not a roidev, but he's nitin latzila benafshay. Rav Lozer Rav Shimon said if someone's being mechal Shabbos, he's going to be nitin latzila benafshay. But let's focus on the shitas hachacham. The chachamim hold that a roidev achaver lahargoy, a roidev achar azocha, a roidev achar naira murasa, and really all chayve krisis and all chayve mises bezin are considered a roidev. What's the makar, the Gemara said, that also emerged very much from the daf? So the Gemara said like this: the Ikka parasha of Roidef is mentioned by the Naira Murasa. Ironically, that's the Ikka parasha. It's not in the parasha of Roidzeach, it's in the parasha of Naira Murasa. What does it say by the Naira Murasa? If someone's ma'anis a Naira Murasa, vil Naira lo sasa davar, ein lo Naira chet mavis, ki kashe yoko mishal reyei urtzachei nefesh kein adavar hazeh, ki basadim mitzah tzaka a Naira Murasa, ein moishil. These are two psukim, dvarim chabez chavav, dvarim chabez chavzayin. These two psukim is the whole sugi of Roidef from a scriptural source perspective. It's all in these two psukim. The pasuk says that this woman, this Naira Murasa, that was Nensa, was the Ein Moshiyah. We learn from there, Hayesh Moshiyah b'chaldav v'shiyachal ishiyah. If there's a Moshiyah, if there's any way to save her, doesn't matter what it is, kill the Roidev, that's what you're going to do. So this is the Ikka Makar to the concept and to the institution of the Roidev. Okay, so I see it by Naira Murasa. How do I know it by a Reitzeach? Because the Pasuk said, Ki kashu yokem v'sharu'ehu ritzachei nefesh kein adavar hazeh. And it's like a mushal to explain why v'le Naira leisas adavar. But really, it's not clear what the purpose of the mushal is. Harei zebal olamid v'nim tzolamid, to teach me that not only someone that's ba on a Naira Murasa, but even someone that's a Reitzeach, the halach is, Reitzeach v'achver lahargoy, nitin latzil benashi. Okay, so I know it for Reitzeach. I know it for Reitzeach v'achver and Naira Murasa. How do I know it for all the other forms of Gilei Arayis? It's because it says in the Torah, Ein la Naira chet maves. All those words are extra, and I learn from there, chet maves, chayvi krisus, chayvi mises bezin, as opposed to chayvi lavin, pigme rabba, pigme zuta. What does the word la Naira teach me? So that the Gemara said, it's coming to me, might Behema, maybe Avodah Zarah, maybe Shabbos, Agansa Maisa. But either way, you want to know the Makar to the Halacha of Roidev, it's these Psukim right here. See, here's the question. If you learned Sanhedrin Ayin Beis and Ayin Gimel, even Daf Yoimidik, on a very, very simple level, there's a Kasha that has to bother you. It's impossible this Kasha doesn't bother you. And that is, in yesterday's Daf, we learned the Sugi of the Baba Machteres. Baba Machteres, so what's the Halacha? In the Machteres, he Motze Aganov, the Hook of Ameis, Eloi Domin. If someone's Baba Machter, someone's digging a tunnel into your house because he wants to steal from you, and you kill him, it's fine. Ein lo yidamim, right? Unless it's Zarchalei Hashemesh, that this person wasn't trying to kill you, then it's a different story. But otherwise, you'll add a couple. So the Gemara said, Amar Rav, my time with the Machteres. What is the Makar to the concept of Machteres? It's because Chazoka ein odom maimid atzmai alma moin. Because there's a chazaka that if someone tries to take away your money, you're probably going to put up a fight. Which means the Baba Machteres knew that. So, behind this Baba Machteres made Maramar, he said to himself, Iozilna koi la poi vilo shavik. I mean, if he's going to catch me, he's going to put up a fight. Now, vi koi la poi, if he's going to put up a fight, what am I going to do? I'm going to fight back. Meaning, now am I going to fight back? I'm armed and dangerous. So, katumale, I'll even shoot him. Oh, v'arfayra amra. And the Torah said it. Balahargacha hashkem lahargoy. As for that reason, the Balabayas, if he wants to take the initiative, I'm going to wait for you to shoot at me so I can shoot back at you, right? A preemptive attack. If you want to kill me, you're allowed to kill him. And the reason is because in balahargacha hashkem lahargoy. The Gemara brought a price, huh? Where the Gemara said, it says in the pasuk of the Baba Machteres, Ibn Machteres himatzi agane v'huka v'meis, ein loy dam. So the Gemara said, what is v'huka coming to teach me? V'huka is coming to teach me b'chol adam. That any person that wants to go ahead and kill the Baba Machteres is allowed to. So the Gemara said, why do you need to tell me that? I mean, well, why would you think there's a difference between the Balabayas and between anybody else? So the Gemara says, it's so that I would have thought, Balabayas, who the Kimlu, the Eno, the Maimid, Atzme, Alma, Moinoi. Could be, he's only looking to kill the Balabayas because only the Balabayas is, in his mind, ready to defend the situation. Aval Acher, some innocent bystander, he's not looking to kill him. So that person should be allowed to kill the Baba Machteres. Kamash Malon de Roidefu Vafilu Acher Nami. Kamash Malon is a Roidef, and therefore if somebody else wants to kill him, he would be allowed to kill him. In other words, it sounds like there's a Mufurish Aparish in the Torah of Roidef. Right? And this is, by the way, the classic example of Roidef Acher Chaver Laharga. So, are the two Dafin not talking to each other? And we have Sanhedrin Ay Gimla Med Aleph, Minayin the Roidef Acher Chaver Laharga Shirita Latzila Ben Avshay. I learned from the Dubna Magid's Mashal in the parish of Naira Murasa. And then Avayim Beis, I'm a Mufurish Aparish in the Torah. Imbe Machteres Himatzi Agan of Huk of Ameis Ein Loi Damin. That I know that if the Baal HaBayis wants to turn around and kill the Baba Machteres, he has a right to do so. And not just that, there's an extra word, vahuka, that teaches me that any person that wants to kill is allowed to kill. And the reason that any person that's allowed to kill, that wants to kill is allowed to kill, is because he's a raidef. And you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to kill a roidef. So, I don't know. I feel like if somebody would have asked me yesterday on Dafayim Beis, what's the makar to roidef, I would have said, it's the parish of Baba Machteres. If somebody would ask me today, I would say it's the parish of the Naira Murasa. So there's two parishes here. Are they not talking to each other? It's a little bit unclear. Now, one thing, just to get into this a little bit, a little nuance, but just to get into this a little bit. Kipshuta, the way you learn the Gemara's drasha of the Huka, Bichal Adam, and Kamash Malon de Roidefu, is the word Vahuka knows the parish of Naira Murasa, which is the Ikimakar to the halacha of Roidef, but Vahuka is telling me that the Baba Machteres is Oichet HaRoidef. Meaning, as if to say, without Vahuka, meaning I don't think you could ask a kasha, that why do I need Vahuka? Typically, Roidef. Hagufa is what Vahuka is coming to teach me. Vahuka that any person's allowed to kill the Baba Machteres because we treat him like a roidef. Because this guy's not mamish a roidef, right? The Baba Machteres is like a funny type of roidef. Good, Kamash Malani's a roidef. And we know that, and we know that only because it says Vahuka. But had it not said Vahuka, maybe I wouldn't have chat that he's a roidef. So why the Torah would have to say Vahuka if I have the parish of roidef, I don't think it's a kasha. Right? That kasha, I don't think, starts. Because I need Vahuka to tell me that he's a roidef. Otherwise, Mechtes is a roidef. But I think the question is that you have the parish of Baba Machteres, and you have the parish of roidef. They both seem to be telling me the same thing. That if someone is roidef, achachaver lahargoy, shenitin latzila benafshoy. I see it in Ein Loi Damin of Baba Machteres. I see it in the parish of Naira Murasa. Okay, what are these two parishes? Again, this is not a kasha, can't be, right? You have two parishes in the Torah that are telling me the same thing? Obviously not. So there's a teretz here, but I'm just trying to bring out a little bit the much and the struggle in terms of trying to come to what exactly is going on. So just to say over Torah that I saw in the shiurim from Agoyin, Reb Shmuel Yankif Bunstein, Zechat Tzadik V'Kadosh Avracha, and by the way, this is in the shiur Reb Shmuel Yankif HaMasechta Sanhedrin. So there are shiurim for Reb Shmuel Yankif that he gave HaMasechta Sanhedrin, from the beginning of Perik Ben Soira Meir, and it goes into next week's Daffin, Perik HaNisrafin. So there's some heavy lumdus going on over here. But Reb Shmuel Yankif Shteldevek, one clarious side. And that is, really, the parasha of Baba Machteres and the parasha of Roidef are not the same parasha. The parasha of Roidef is a parasha that if you see Reuven trying to kill Shimon, your name's Levi, and you see Reuven is trying to kill Shimon, get in Reuven's way. That's the halacha of HaRoidef HaChachver LaHargoy is Nitin Latzila B'Nafshay. If you see Reuven trying to kill Shimon, stop Reuven. The parasha of Baba Machteres is a different parasha. You know what the parasha of Baba Machteres is? Habo LaHargocha Hashkem LaHargoy. The parasha of Roidef is Mishsech Aran, not Mishsech Nishtaran, Mishsech Yaran, in a fight that has nothing to do with you, to save somebody's life. The parasha of Baba Machteres is self-defense. Habo lahargecha, hashkem lahargai. It's two different parashas. It's two different parashas. Now, there's a ribuy in the parasha of Baba Machteres to tell me that somebody else can also kill. And the yisoid of that ribuy is, like we mentioned a minute ago, that the Baba Machteres, he should know, is also a roidef. But the Iker Parsha of Baba Machteres and the Iker Parsha of Roidev is not the same Parsha. It's me inyan le inyan ba'oise inyan, big time. But it's not the same Parsha. Roidev means I'm an innocent bystander. I see someone's going after somebody. So there's an inyan that one person's a Roidev. I literally have a right to be all of a sudden the judge and the jury. I can give this person an oinish, right? The Gemara shtel d'tzuta oinshim and adin. I can literally go and be bezdin and I can take matters in my own hand and kill this person. Who are you? Never met this guy. It's true, but you see him with a gun. You see him running after him. It's clear, right? You have to give him some form of asra, as we saw in yesterday's daf. You know, roidev tzarech asra, roidev ein tzarech asra, but there's some element of asra that's going on over here. Does he have to be mekabel or not? Whatever. But the point is that you have a right to mishtacharai. Habala hargah hashkim lahargah is a very different concept. In fact, it's a more basic concept. It's self-defense. That's what it is. Now, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Meaning, what's the nafkamina of the halach of self-defense? Habala hargacha hashkeim laharga, right? L'may nafkamina that there's a concept of self-defense. Every time I'm defending myself, right? Every case of self-defense, l'chayra, the guy's a roidev. Right, the Baba Machteres Lamaisa, Lamaskon is a roidev. So if the Baba Machteres Lamaskon is a roidev, it's Achsaivi a roidev. So if he's Saivi a roidev, so what do I need? Amra Taira, Habala Hargach, Hashkim Lahargoi, typically that he's anyways a roidev, right? I just want to bring it out a little bit better. Right, sometimes you find the Gemara in these instances very, very yesoide. Sometimes you find the Gemara in these instances will invoke roidev, and sometimes you find the Gemara will invoke habala hargacha hashkim lahargah. Two examples of where the Gemara invokes habala hargacha. Interesting examples. Brachas on ches, Reb Shmuel Yankiv and Ashirim brings both of them. The Gemara says as follows, Reb Shela, Nagde lahu gaber the baal mitzras. So there was a person that was boil a mitzras, and Rav Shela the Amira, he gave him malchus. Ozal ochel be kurtzi be malka. So the person that got malchus, he was very upset. So he went to the Roman government, whoever it was, and he mastered, and he said, "You know what happened? What happened was I got malchus because I was boil a mitzras." Omar, he said, you should know, Ikachad Gavra Bihudai, the Kodayin Dina Balei Hammer to the Malka, meaning the Malshinus was that there's a Jew out there that's frivolously and recklessly passing Shilas. I got Malkus for being Boyal Mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, Shadr Alea Pristika. So they sent like Shluchim for him to come over. Kiyasa Amrle, they told him, My time and Agda Selahai. He says, what are you doing? Why would you give Malkus to this person? Amrle, the Baal Chamorta. It's because he was Bana Chamar. Chamar, a donkey. So it's for that reason I did it. Amrile, Islach Sahadi, do you have Aden? Amrile, who in? He said, yeah. All of a sudden, Mamish snapped his fingers, Os Elio, Idmi like Inish, the Isid. Elio Navi came, Elio Tish became, saved the day, and he was Mavasa, right? We say sometimes Elio Navi's Mavasa Psuras Toivis, and sometimes Fakert, he comes, here he, Mamish, he masters on this person, he comes as a false witness, and he says that this person was really Ba on a Chamar. Amale, they told him, Ihochi Bar Katalu. So he said, why didn't you kill him? Amalohu, he says, you're right, I should have killed him. Mask him. Meaning, they told Rab Shela, Lishi Toscha, I would have killed him. If this is really what it is. He says, Anami Yoimid the Galina Meyarin, Leslam Rashusal Mikdal. He says, we're in Galus now, right? 40 years before the Khorban, we don't give Mises Bezin anymore. If you feel that you want to give him Mises Bezin, Adarabba, give him Mises Bezin. Adam Aina Bedino said, he started being Ma'ayan in the din. And as they're doing this, Pasach Rab Shela of Amar, Rab Shela got up and he said, L'cha Hashem Hagdula the Hagavur. I'm really my comrade. He says, that sounded like a nice song. Like, what are you doing? I'm Lucy. He told him, Hachi Kamina. I said as follows, Baruch Rachmana, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yod Malchusa Ba'ara, Ke'en Malchusa Derekiya, that the Abishah gave such a powerful Malchus in this world, it's literally Ke'en Malchusa Derekiya, V'yav L'chu Shultan V'rach Medina. And you're a government that loves Chesed and Mishpat, I mean, you do things the right way. Meaning, I enjoy the fact that you're doing this the way you're doing this. Amru, they said, Chaviva Le'yikar, the Malchus V'kulei Hai, you really like our government so much? Said, yeah, of course. That's why I'm literally praising God. That's exactly what I'm doing. See, over the Kufa, they gave him the proverbial baseball bat, Amrule, and they said, Dundina, you know what? Why don't you just do whatever you want to do? So the Gemara says, Ki have enough, as Rav Shela was leaving the Beis HaMelech, Amrule, who got it? So this person that was Boil the Mitzris, and he was the victim of this whole story. He turns to Rav Shela and says, Avid Rachmana Nisa L'Shakari Hachi. He says, your mom is a liar. I've never seen such sheker. I can't believe it. Because Baruch Hu made miracles for you. Like, the whole story was one Maisa Nisim. He says, why would he have done it? Amaleis, and he told him, Rasha, Lav Chamar Yikru. What do you mean? Of course they're Chamar. You a boy of Chamar. Dichsev, Asher, Besar Chamarim, Besarim. That's exactly what the Sotah. So the Gemara says, Chazi, the Kazal, the Memerlu, the Karinu Chamari. So when this guy heard that, he turns around and he starts running back into the judge and he says, come what happened? I wasn't Boil a Chamari. I was Boil a Mitzvah. But they hold that you, right, the Mitzvah, all these Ein Yehudim, the Mamish Chamarim. Amar. So what did Rav Shaila say? Oh, how you roidifu? Oh, you're a roidif. That Taira Amra. You ready? In Balaharga, Chahashkim Lahargai. Oh, I'm allowed to kill you. Machia, Bekulfa. He pulled out his baseball bat that they gave him and he killed this person. That's the story. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that HaTorah Amra Bala Hargacha in Baba Machteres. Baba Machteres, he says, take a look, it's an Ejinai Beza. Say, here you see it before. Rav Shaila said he's a Roidif. Oh, he's a Roidif? I can kill you. You know why? Because in Bala Hargach, if he's a Roidif, you're stelling to Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. If you're a Roidif, you're supposed to be stelling to Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel. Here's another Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amar David Lashal. This is when Shaul's trying to kill David. It's a short Gemara. Min haTorah ben hariga ato. Midai raisi yichayv misa. Sharei roidef ato. Because you're a roidef. VaTorah amra. Ba lahargach hashkein lahargai. If he's a roidef, he's a roidef. This is a very tricky little Indian over here. So we have Sanhedrin Ayin Beis of Imbala Harga Chahashkim Laharga. We have Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, which is the sugya of Roidev. And then we have these Gemaras here in Brachas. Oh, you're a Roidev, Sinanela Bar Laharga Chahashkim Laharga. How do you make sense of this? So we start off after Lom, this has to be that this Dot Seidinim. There's a concept of a Roidev, where you're an innocent bystander. You see something taking place. One person is being Roidev, somebody else. That Roidev is Chai Misa. You have a right to be the judge and the jury. Get involved now and kill this person. And then there's something called self-defense. But the cash is, what do you need in Bala Harga, Hashkin Laharga? Once the person is a meaning if I'm self-defending, that by definition, the person I'm defending myself against is a Roidev. So if he's a Roidev, I have Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel. This is the cash. What do I need in Bala I hear the distinction. It's a very simple distinction, right? It's not heavy. It's not super long. This is long. This. It's very simple on this. There's self-defense, and then there's mission zecharayim with somebody else. But what do I need in Baal Harga Chahashkim Lahargai for if that guy that I'm defending myself, the offender that I'm defending myself against, is a roidev? So if he's a roidev, I have Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel. Vos dafich Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, the answer is, because if you look around in the G'dayli Rishonim and in the G'dayli Achronim, it's mavur, there's nafkeminas la'alacha, between when we can invoke the laws of roidev and when it is that we invoke the laws of imbal lahargach hashkim lahargach. I'm just going to mention five very quickly. The first one, these are all very, very famous. The first one is the Gemara Sanhedrin da pei beizam and aleph. The Gemara says, we all know that Pinchas killed Zimri. Says the Gemara, Nepach Zimri v'harga l'Pinchas. What would have been if Zimri would have turned around and would have killed Pinchas? Ein neragalav. Zimri would not have been chayv misa. You know why? Shari roidefu. Because Pinchas was a roidef. This is a fascinating topic. It's a Gemara coming up next week. That if Zimri would have turned around and he would have killed Pinchas, he would have been punished. Because Pinchas was a roidef. Kanon poigim boy, but Lameisa was being right of him. Zok the Rosh, right here on this Gemara, in Perikan Esrof and Simen Dalid, that this, that the Gemara says, Nepach Zimri, v'hargul Pinchas, e neragolav, shari roidefu. That's only if Zimri himself would have killed Pinchas. But if somebody else would have tried to kill him, avadana. Meaning, even though the Gemara says, shari roidefu, it doesn't mean he's a roidef with the ganza ganskeit, with the badatz hashkocha. That's not what it means. It means that there's an element of roidef, and it's enough right of Zokter Rosh that if Zimri would want to turn around and kill Pinchas, he would have a right to do so. But if you're an innocent bystander, no way. He's not a regular roidev, because Kanon Baigamay has a right to do what he's doing. In fact, you should be killing Zimri. You're killing the wrong guy. What are you killing Pinchas for? And it's for that reason, Zokter Rosh, that if a third person would go ahead and do it, it wouldn't be okay. Zokter Rosh Shmuyankiv, this Rosh is the Mafteach to understanding the whole Indian. So the Tzvei Dinim in roidev, meaning there's a concept where you're a full-fledged roidev, and that roidev is Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel Amaral. But then there's another concept called self-defense, where someone's chasing me down, and maybe based on the mishpatim of the regular Hilchas Roidev, I wouldn't have a right to go ahead and kill him. Oh, but there's a new din that's called Abala Harga Chashkim Laharga, self-defense, and the definition of self-defense is much more liberal, it's much broader than the regular definition of Roidev. And to say it, B'lashoyne Azov Sharab Shmuel Yankiv, the Shem Roidev from Ayin Gimel in Sanhedrin is Andish from the Shem Roidev in Ayin Beis in Sanhedrin. Right, that's state on that rush if you learn it properly. But the bottom line is that the gedarim of self-defense are a little bit different than the gedarim of roidev. And this is a classic nachgemino, an example of where we're being a gay, the concept of abala harga chashkim laharga, even though I already know the basic halacha of roidev. That's one. Nachgemino. Not nachgemino, is the rivash. The rivash is in Simon Shin Sad Ches. where the Rivash says that even though we saw it was a sugya in yesterday's daf, roid of tzara chasra or roid of ein tzara chasra, that's poshet. That even the man holds that roid of tzara chasra, that's only negeya a third person. But if you're self-defending, you don't have to give hasra. What's the difference? What's the difference? So Rav Shmuel Yankiv, because it's a different sugya. Roid of tzara chasra is when you're in Ayin Gimel in Sanhedrin, in Ayin Beis in Sanhedrin. Habala harga chashkim lahargay halt the rivash kuli amaloi pligi that roid of ein tzara chasra. A third nafkamina. So we have the halacha that of Rabbi Yonis and Menchol, the last gemara that we learned, and it's going to be the first gemara that we're going to learn tomorrow's daf. And that is Rabbi Yonis and Menchol said roid of shayi roid of achaver lahargay viyachal atzila beechad meivar v'lay hitzel neragol. So you do the Mishnah Melech said a chiddush. That's only true if you're a innocent bystander. But if you're the nirdaf, even if it's yachal atzila be'echem me'evarev, you can just kill him. So this, that if it's yachal atzila be'echem me'evarev, you have no right to kill him, zok the Mishnah Lamelech, that's all true. If what? If you're a third person. But the nirdaf, yeah, what's the difference? Is he a roidef or is he not a roidef? And if the laws of roidef are emoy shila, but if it's yachal atzila be'echem me'evarev, you're not allowed to go ahead and kill him. So mali the nirdaf, mali a third person. The teretz is, because the nirdaf has a din of abala hargachash, self-defense of a different sugya. That's Ayin Beis, that's the parish of Machteres. And because over there you have the din of Abala Harga Chashkim Laharga, there the Shulchan Aruch is going to be different. Another Mar Mokum Reb Shmuel Yankiv brings a Meiri, all in our sugya, by the way. The Meiri is in yesterday's daf, and daf Ayin Beis on the base, where the Gemara said you have an Isha Mekasha Leilet. So this is a woman that's in labor, and the baby is causing problems, and the doctors think that if she goes forward with this childbirth, the mother might not be able to survive. So what's the halacha? We kill the baby. But once the baby is mitzi roisha la'avra olam, now it's already a regular child. Now it's not the sugya of abortion. It's a much more chamadig sugya. Now it's already shvichas damim. Ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Says the Meiri. Ready? That's only true if the doctor wants to kill the baby. What if the woman herself has an opportunity to kill the baby? She could kill the baby, even if it's yatzal avra. It's a very big chiddush. But this is what the Meiri says. Why? What's the svara? Zok Rav Shmuel Yankiv, because when you're looking at it from a third person's perspective, see the herring, roidif, not roidif. What did the Gemara say? The baby's not a roidif, because misha mayaka rat filet. But when it comes to the mother, it's a different Shulchan Aruch. The definition of roidif is different. It's a whole different sugya. And because it's a whole different sugya, over here it's going to be different. One final maramachim, and that is that the Mishnah Melech clears a shayla. What would be Mishnah Melech clears a shayla? What would be if somebody's roidef ach chaver laharga on Shabbos? Would you kill the person? A roidef on Shabbos. So you're going to kill someone, and on top of that, you're going to be mechal Shabbos. So Mishnah Melech says it's poshut. Why is it pasha? Because, I don't know, you're mefakhin all of us. Like, oh, you're mechal Shabbos, you call atzal on Shabbos, right? You drive a car on Shabbos to save somebody's life? Of course you do. So, if it's nitin latzila benafsha, you could do atzala on Shabbos. So, of course, this type of atzala, you'd be able to do on Shabbos as well. So, Mishmar says pasha, right? I'll tell you what's not pasha. What if someone's roid of achar and naira murasa on Shabbos? What if someone's roid of achar azachar on Shabbos? Someone's roid of achar arayas, chaybi krisis, chaybi misis bezan on Shabbos? What would be over there? What would be the halacha over there? Zok the Mishnah Melech, here already, I'm not sure. It's there I have a suffix. Because where do you find that you could be mechal Shabbos to save somebody's pkam? You don't find it anywhere. In the parish of Roid, if it was the Schadr Shadin, ain't Mashiach, or Yesh Mashiach. But Shabbos, mechatesi. Fascinating. You can kill him, but not on Shabbos, right? It's such an incredibly interesting idea. But says the Mishnah Melech, in math, in Cheshbon, we have a giloy that you can kill the person, but you don't have a giloy to be Michal Shabbos. To save someone's life, we know you can do that on Shabbos. Could you be Michal Shabbos to save a woman from being Nensa? I don't know. I never heard that. So if not, then I don't know if the laws of Roidef are going to be any different. But this is the Mishnah Melech's Chakira. So the Mechaschinuch, a mitzvah tof resh, by the sugis of Roidef. So he brings the Mishnah Melech's Chakira, and then he says that he saw in the Shara Melech, that the Shara Melech said that even though the Mishnah Melech was mesopek, you ready? Whether or not you can kill a Roidef, achara, naira, murasa, on Shabbos, that's only for the third person. You're an innocent bystander. You can't kill somebody on Shabbos. By the way, the reason you can't kill on Shabbos is because of the Lama Tes Malachas components, right? So that's negay of the third person. But the nirdaf's allowed to kill. Because in Baal Laharkecha Hashkin Baharkecha, self-defense. And even though it's not Baal Laharkecha, but this is the Shara Melech's Chiddush. Because Chinuch says it's a Rizik Chiddush. Oh, but one thing you see from the Shara Melech, and that is this idea that there's a nafgamina when it comes to being a third person versus you yourself are the nirdaf. That is the Reidvai. This is the Ha'ara. the Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel and the Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, working backwards. Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel is the sugi of Roidef. Sanhedrin Ayin Beis is the sugi of Baba Machteres. Roidef is learned out from the Naira Murasa. Baba Machteres teaches me a different din. It's in Bala Hargach Hashkim Lahargoi. Loi Roizek Roizev, Loi Roizek Roizev. At Sada Shava Shabahen is that there's a concept of a Elu, Hein, Shematzilin, Oysam, and Afshan. But there's two Nakudas. There's one Nakuda where we're killing the person because he's a roidev. That anybody can do. And there's another nekuda where you're the nirdaf. You have a right to turn around and kill the person that's chasing you. And just to be clear, that's poshet. That many, many, many cases where there's an imbal lahargach hashkim lahargoi, that person is also going to be a regular roidev. Which means you would have a right to kill him sai mitzad imbal lahargach hashkim lahargoi and sai mitzad roidev. True, 100% true. But there is a second din. There is a din of imbal lahargach hashkim lahargoi, and that is a much wider, much broader, much more encompassing halacha. There are many, many times where the person that's being roidev would not be chayiv misal roidev, or at the very least, you'd have to be more careful and sensitive to how you do it, when you do it, maybe not on Shabbos, and things that don't apply to the Nirdaf himself, because the Nirdaf is invoking a different parasha. He's invoking the parasha of the Baba Machteres. There's the parasha of the Naya Murasa that teaches me Roidev. There's the parasha of Baba Machteres, which teaches me in Bala Harga, Chahashkim Laharga, again, some basic lumdis from the Shivas, Befrat, from Agoyin Reb Shmuel Yankif. Ratz Hashem, we're going to pick up on this very geschmack, intense note tomorrow.